Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I mean, I came into today not knowing that I had a possibility of pitching, and then I think the weather really kind of changed their opinion of things. They asked me if I'd be okay to pitch if we got into a delay situation where Charlie had to come out early, and I said, yeah, I'm good. And then next thing you know, it's like, hey, we're not going to get delayed anymore, so why don't you head down to the pen? Next thing you know, I'm in the game, and next thing you know, I give him a homer.
That's Justin Verlander telling you what we had talked about yesterday, the fact that we didn't think many times in his career he had gone through what it feels like to be a reliever, let alone the routine, because he was so used to doing it the way he had always done it. That gives you the exact answer you were looking for. And it didn't start out well, but thankfully it finished the way we wanted it to.
Yeah. Crisis avoided, because I was looking at the... I'm trying to go through the rotations. And yeah, go ahead, sue me. I didn't do this for the Yankees because I'm just going to assume that the Indians win. But I'm trying to figure out. So the schedule is in October for the ALCS, 13th, 14th, 16th, 17th, 18th, mm-hmm. and then 20th and 21st. So I'm trying to figure out what this rotation is going to look like. And it actually breaks pretty well for the Indians. And hear me out. So, in game one, we think it's going to be Keuchel versus Carrasco is who I think it will be, because that makes the most sense. Bauer's not going to be ready. You need to give him an extra day. Kluber's obviously not going to be ready because he pitches tomorrow in game five. So, Keuchel will go. Verlander just pitched. He's going to need an extra day. So, Keuchel versus Carrasco makes sense for game one. Game two, Verlander versus Bauer. Okay, fine. Game three, though, Kluber's going to be pitching for the Indians. So, the question becomes, do you want to run Brad Peacock out there against Kluber? Do you feel better maybe running McCullers out there since he's got probably better stuff, but he just hasn't had it as of late? Who do you trust to go face Corey Kluber to get you a win at home here in Houston?
Are you doing anything with Charlie Morton?
Well, that's just it. He would be my game four starter. Okay. So let's just assume that McCullers stays in the pen. He hasn't gotten enough work. You don't trust him, whatever you want to say. Peacock starts game three against Kluber. Morton starts game four against Clevinger. I think they'll take Clevinger out of the pen, bring him back into the rotation now that it's a seven-game series. He's been one of their top four or five pitchers this year. He's got, he's up there in wins as well. Clevinger in game four versus Morton, and then it starts to flip again. But here's where it gets bad for the Astros. If this goes seven games, you get Keuchel Carrasco in game five. You would get Verlander Bauer again in game six. Your game seven matchup, if it goes this far based on this rotation, would be Kluber versus Peacock. I don't like that. So the question becomes, would you flip games two and three starters with Peacock and Verlander and let Verlander match Kluber throughout the series in games three and game seven? Because there's no way Kluber's not pitching till game three, right? He's pitching tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
I don't think they run Kluber out there on short rest for game two. So he's definitely pitching game three. So then my question to you is, would you flip Verlander and have him face Kluber in game three at home and also be ready for game seven?
Man, I mean, when we were going over that in the break, and I was like, God, the last I would explore short notice or McCullers, but I'm just not. Now, Brad Peacock, look, we've talked about it all season long, unsung hero of this team for the way he stepped up all year long. But that last start against the Red Sox was not pretty.
Nope.
I don't care if it was nerves or not. That's not the kind of guy that I'm going to put not just a playoff game on the line. But if it gets down to game seven and a trip to the World Series, is my confidence level at an all-time high? No. Is my confidence level have a pulse? Maybe. But I'd find somebody else.
Yeah, and I mean, but what about like flipping and instead, because you could use Verlander in game two. You absolutely could. He would be on regular rest. I don't know though, because then, I mean,
my big thing is, where's the series stand, right? You know,
well, you can't predict that.
I'm saying for game six. So if you're getting to a game six situation and you're up 3-2,
right,
then you can get a little you can get a little cute, right? Yeah, you can put, you can do things a little differently.
So maybe bring in Peacock in game six if you're up. Let Verlander slide. Correct. You save him for game seven, or he'd be ready to go for game one in the World Series.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you on that. But yeah, that's something to look at, because that's how it shapes up for them. Now, obviously Kluber could go on short rest here in Houston in game six if they needed him to. But I found that to be interesting, that even though we're talking about the fact that Kluber is going to get, you know, get pushed, he could still end up being game seven starter in that series. So
it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, but at least it looks like the Astros are in a position of strength with Kluber going tomorrow night in game five. Josh wants to get in here real quick, get AJ Hinch talk out of the way. Josh, get in here, and we're up against it.
Okay, guys, thanks. I mean, I'm pretty much in agreement with what y'all are saying. That's what I was saying about AJ Hinch. I just feel like he was real quick to pull the trigger in game four with Charlie Morton. I didn't think that it was time yet and that he could have gone a couple more innings. I agree with you, but I also think if it is in Cleveland, I like the idea of Keuchel and Verlander being in Cleveland to give us a better shot. And, yes, it is a good idea to match up your best pitchers, your aces. However, I mean, this is winning four games, right? That's all it is. So if Keuchel and Verlander give us a win the first two games in Cleveland, I like our shots a lot better. Thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate it, Josh. One thing I would say about this, if you steal game one, Keuchel versus Carrasco, I might definitely do that flip, because really all you want to do is go on the road split. And steal one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and if you get that split, I might actually push Verlander to game three and run McCullers or Peacock or whoever you feel comfortable as your three out there for game two.
And that's what I brought it up to you. I mean, I think it all depends on where you are in the series. And if you start out with a win on the road, That's a game changer in terms of your ability to have a little bit more flexibility.
Yep, because then, when Kluber comes here, you can match him up with Verlander.
Yep, I don't know where Robin is, but Batman's on hold, so we're going to get to Batman. Alfred said the bat phone is warm. We'll get to Batman after the break, but also a lot more of your questions and comments, both on social media and on phone calls. If you want to join the show, HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, or hit us up on Twitter. Usual Suspects back with a whole lot more, ESPN 97.5.
I got stuff to get paid. We got 25 lighters on the dresser. Yes, sir. Got stuff to get paid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back as this show has flown by with a little more than 30 minutes left of the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz.
Dude, this is a great song.
It is. It really is.
I remember thinking this was, to me, when this came out, I thought, I can't understand what that guy's saying. Is he mumbling? And now you hear mumble rap and you're like, this is clear as a bell. Right? Did you guys feel like he mumbled a little?
It was, you wanted to go read the lyrics.
Okay. I'm just making sure it wasn't me.
No, but, you're not alone in that.
But now you hear mumble rap and you're like, this sounds like, I mean, this might as well be doing poetry with no music behind it. It's so clear.
Speaking of that, and the fact that, Tyler, I think because of this, you should probably work in some Fat Pat tops keep dropping next break. But
okay.
For
sure. I see where you're going.
We need to get in our Wayback Wednesday mode, because Wayback Wednesday is coming up. And we haven't picked a topic yet.
Okay, so what are we doing? I have a suggestion, but I know that I've been picking a lot, so I defer to you. 93.6%
of the year, but yes, go ahead.
All right, defer to Tyler. But given the fact that the Astros won, we could do a Houston-based theme. I would be good with that, but we don't have to. We can certainly do whatever you want. Tyler, do you have an idea for a Wayback Wednesday?
So a week after we didn't do Tom Petty after he passed in memoriam, we
wanted
to do...
You did Tom Petty anyways.
I because I bucked the system, sir.
Oh, yeah, be careful.
Yeah, I did. I basically gauged my emphasis there on the syllables.
What do you have an idea or do you need some time to think about it, Tyler?
We got time.
You're pretty creative when it comes to this stuff. So, you know what? Take a segment or two.
Okay.
We'll come up. Last segment, we need to have. You know, that's what
we're
going to
do. Tom Petty songs that have an Astros theme?
I hate you.
I don't think.
Let's just put it on Tyler.
You just play Running Down a Dream for 3 hours.
You're here tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on you. You've got to come up with a topic by 3:45.
3:45?
Yes. A
Why
Way
can't
Back
I
Wednesday topic.
Think of it. Throughout the rest of the
nope.
day.
Because the peeps need to know. The listeners, the suspects, they need to know what's on tap for tomorrow. We tell them every time.
All right.
Well, not
He's
every time.
Lying through his teeth, Tyler. Normally, day of,
I know
we're
forget.
Still making the decision
usually
in the morning.
Figured out, like,
damn it,
the
Joe.
Next morning.
Nah, yeah, we want to know.
I'll have it by COB today.
Close the business. Yeah.
I know what it means, guys. I was
just saying. There was that pregnant pause. Like,
because I was going to sound like a demanding diva and say no, 3:45, but fine. I'm leaving at 3:54:59. I got to go get my hair cut. I got to be there early. So that's fine. Just text it to me.
Okay.
All right.
With all that being said and all the pressure of the world on Tyler, Batman wants to get in to talk about Astros. What's up?
Hey, guys. I got a question. If the Astros make it to the World Series, not to jinx them, but just suppose them, would they be the first team to make it to the World Series in the National League and the American League? Or has somebody else done that before?
It's an interesting question because that's why I teased the way I did the fact that this is the first time they've made it to the American League Championship.
Dodgers. Were the Brooklyn Dodgers?
Were they ever in the American League?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to have to, you know what, Batman?
We'll investigate, Batman. In the meantime, hope you find Robin.
Off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of who moved. Milwaukee moved.
Yeah, but they have never won one, and they got to one in the National League.
Yeah, who else moved recently? I can't think. I'll do some research for you, Batman. I'll find out for the next segment, so hang tight on that.
Appreciate the call, Batman. As always, don't be a stranger. So we've got Astros set to go there. Also looking at some other things of news of the day that we might want to touch on. The Texans have just signed cornerback Marcus Williams, formerly of the Jets, but before that, formerly of the Texans. He was a free agent on the Texans in 2014. He's from North Dakota State. He did play a few years with the Jets, and now the Texans are bringing him back. We'll see how that works out, but so much for those hips on the veteran cornerbacks they were working out. They decided Marcus Williams still has way too good of a turn.
I hate you.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I feel like we probably need to tell some people why, but I kind of...
One time back in the day, Barry got a call from a guy that was a wannabe coach, and we were talking about the Texans secondary, and he proceeded in one phone call to piss off pretty much everyone listening by telling Barry he just didn't know what a good hip turn looks like on film. And that's how you grade a defensive back.
Yeah.
And even I, when we hung up the phone, said that guy was an ass clown.
Yeah, he was, because what'd he say? He said something, because I was suggesting that they move one of their corners to safety, and then he told me I was an idiot.
I think we were talking if Kareem Jackson should make the go from corner to safety or something along those lines.
And then he called me an idiot and said that his hip turn is terrible and all this and that. And yeah, it was just weird. It was a weird deal. Okay, a couple more texts that I wanted to get to. And where'd it go? Dadgummit. Barry, I got a guy in my office that eats a cup of noodles every day for lunch. What's worse, slurping or smacking? I mean, do I have to pick? Because they're both...
Yeah, those are both way up
insane.
On your list.
I think I would have to go smacking is worse because that's going to be throughout the duration. Slurping might just be the drink, but smacking is just so, I don't know. I would make them both second to crunching, though, for me.
It really is a tough call because, like I told you guys, my dad was like the snowblower.
Right.
Because he chewed with his mouth open and a lot of times the food was flying.
But I slurp my coffee because it's hot, so I kind of get it. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people slurp their coffee if it's hot, but smacking,
and soup is hot, too. I would go definitely that smacking is a lot more annoying than slurping.
Yep. Another question. What do you guys hate most in the office? What guy do you hate most? The guy in the office that drinks monsters and belches everywhere, like Tyler, or the guy that stands
like
so close
AJ.
To you? Yeah, that's true.
They keep AJ. A clock on AJ on the air when he lets the first
right,
belly burp
my bad.
Go.
We'll put that on AJ. Or, so, guy that drinks Monster and belches, or the guy that stands too close to you with coffee breath. Oh, definitely coffee
the,
breath.
Yeah, definitely the coffee breath.
No you doubt could, in my
you
mind.
You could give me coffee breath, guy, because I drink coffee.
I like saw that. You had business. Some weird coffee beer no, concoction.
It was, it was foamy.
It cold looked
brew,
like beer.
It was nitro cold brew coffee.
It looked like beer, though.
It looked
that
like
was
scrubbing
freaky.
Bubbles. It looked like it cleaned the grout in my bathtub. Just saying. All right, so we got a half hour to go on the show. Tyler's on the clock to figure out way back Wednesday for tomorrow as the three of us will be back. But before that, we've got 30 minutes to entertain you before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Back in mere moments. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
They gon' watch you with the radar guns. Look like they shooting as they clock you. And the whole force knows it. For years, they've been scoping.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. Two segments to go in the big show before we turn over to the Blitz. We've been rocking and rolling today, gang. We've been covering a lot of business on a lot of ground. Rockets, Astros, you name it. We've talked about it. You guys have participated. We appreciate it. Looking forward to way back Wednesday tomorrow. But in the meantime, we haven't really gotten non-sportsy on you like we normally do mix in.
Let me clean up something real quick.
All right.
A couple things. So we did the research in the break. There's only been two teams that have switched leagues, the Astros and the Brewers, and neither one of them went to the World Series in both. So
one, but not both, right?
Yeah. Brewers.
Neither one of them have won it.
Correct. But they've went.
Right.
Well, the Brewers... the Brewers went.
They went in 82. They didn't
win
it.
Yeah, they didn't win. And then, right. I was going to say it was the Robin Yount and...
Molitor and Gainer.
Yeah, Molitor and all that. Yeah. And then, of course, the Astros went and got swept by the White Sox.
White Sox.
Other thing, real quick, can we do the ticket giveaway now?
Yep.
All right. So I promised I would give away another pair of tickets to my show tomorrow. It's at 8 o'clock at the Houston Improv in the Marquee Center, right by Dave & Buster's and IKEA and all that. 8 o'clock start time, doors open at 7. Please don't call to win if you're not going to go. I want these tickets to go to people that actually want to come see the show. And if you don't win and you still want to come, I would appreciate the support. That's awesome. You can get $8 tickets on the Improv website. Just use promo code Barry. All right, so we're going to do this, though. We're going to make it a little longer for people that are on the app. So caller 25, 713-780-3776. Caller 25, you'll win a pair of tickets. I'll leave your name at the box office. You just show up and they'll be waiting for you. That's awesome. It. 713-780-3776. Good luck.
Good luck, gang. I saw some of these News of the Weirds.
Okay.
And one in particular had your name written all over it. And I said, of all the things, of all the stories, this one fits Barry to a T. The People's Liberation Army Daily, a Chinese state-run military newspaper, has declared on its WeChat account that fewer Chinese youth are passing fitness tests to join the army because they're too fat. And because they masturbate too much, resulting in abnormally large testicular veins. Not that I know the correlation, but the web article cited one town statistics where 57% of candidates were rejected for failing to meet physical requirements. China's military quickly beat down the article's assertion, saying the quality of our recruit is guaranteed and the headwater of our military will flow long and strong.
The hell
just
that
like
even
the
mean?
Veins in your grapes,
testicles.
I guess.
So, are you saying this is right up my alley because they're fat or because their testicles are veiny because they masturbate too much?
Because
I'm unsure of which one.
The
you're
latter.
Implying. Okay.
The latter.
All right.
Yeah. I was going to go to the latter there, but if you got something to tell us about the other part of it, that's the never-ending.
I feel
struggle.
Like I feel like if they were to say that masturbating too much makes you the veins in your testicles like. Be what did they say, enlarged or whatever?
Yeah. You want me to the exact
terminology? No, because I really think we should probably have warned people.
Yeah,
I
should have done earmuffs.
Yeah, but instead I feel like that was just...
Instead of spoiler alert, we should have yelled earmuffs.
Yeah, that's all right, but I feel like it would just be a normal thing.
Abnormally large veins.
I feel like that's just going to be every guy, so then it just becomes normal.
I can't tell you that I have checked the circumference of the veins to let you know. But yay or nay.
I like how they tried to dispute it by saying our headwater runs long or something. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I don't
and long was, and strong, buddy. Long and strong. They're talking about their bloodlines of military.
Didn't Hitler I read somewhere like Hitler gave his troops meth to make them warriors, and I guess the Chinese are given Viagra? What are they doing? I don't know.
I don't know, because they have so many rules and regulations, you know, that they're not actually getting into the old social media or pornography. So,
yeah, that's the worst Japanese porn that's blurred out. What's the point?
Digitized?
Yeah, what's the point? What is
the
that?
The music. Come on. the soundtracks and the plot.
I'm not going to say I watch a lot of it, but I have seen one or two. And I'll tell you the weirdest part for me about that porn is the way the girls react, and they coo like a baby almost. It's very disturbing.
Please don't try it.
No, I'm not going to do
it. I thought you would.
There's enough recorded audio of me saying ridiculous things. I don't need to be cooing like a Japanese porn star
put
on there
the
either.
Nuts in your mouth and it's great.
Exactly. Exactly my point. But if you've ever watched one, I would almost just tell you to go home and just, you know, for research purposes, just look one up. Mm-hmm. It's the creepiest thing, the way they
funny you should say that.
React.
In a related note, millions of Pornhub users.
I'm still swallowing it, though.
There you have it. In a related note, millions of Pornhub users have been infected with advertising malware by cyber crooks in a year-long attack.
Oh, boy. No wonder my machine is running slow.
You and Nick are in trouble.
I got to figure out what's going on with that.
They're calling it the Trojan horse virus.
Trojan man. All right. I got to go Google this now. You got me worried.
Okay. We'll be back with one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up with some fun and games. Don't you worry. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm breaking my mouth real bad. I'm sure throwing up Deuce Rod's man. I'm breaking my mouth real bad. I'm breaking my mouth real bad.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's been a terrific Tuesday. That means Wednesday is way back Wednesday. That's coming. Tyler has ideas. So is social media, as Barry updates and looks at everything coming in before we get out. Here on The Usual Suspects, as we wrap up this show with a final segment. We've been flying by, but what do you got?
Boy, it really has. Got this text. Hey, Barry, you sound black, but you look white. What's going on there? I don't know what you mean. We established that a long time ago.
You're a fence rider.
Am I?
Yeah, you go both sides.
I am out of breath, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I ran across to get this script. I'm at the MS-150 Awards tonight at the Houstonian, and I didn't realize I had a script that I had to do. To present,
MC?
I'm presenting awards because I hosted their Jersey awards during the ride, and so they asked me to come and present the awards for the winners and everybody. So, yeah, I'll be doing that part of it, but I had to get back before the break, and Daddy is out of shape.
You've not been running recently.
Yeah, no. I did some today just because my chins are disappearing. But are you guys going to do the sleep app segment tomorrow? Yes, we are. So Tyler's not going to let me forget that we're going to get him some of the sleep app recordings so that we can play them on the air like we had the previous couple of weeks. So yes, it will be back. And we also got this, some props to Tyler. Man, I don't know what Wayback Wednesday is, but you guys are jamming today. So good on you. Now, what's the theme
now
for tomorrow?
Now there's pressure on you, Tyler, because now you're getting love for what you've played today, but yet tomorrow is the big day because we've put it all on your shoulders for Wayback Wednesday. Your idea or suggestion is?
Covers. Have you done covers before?
Did we do covers? If we did, it was early on.
Yeah, it would have been way back.
I like it. I like it.
I'm a huge fan of cover songs.
Okay.
And so I figured.
I want to say we did, and we all fought over who covered Smooth Criminal. But yeah, Alien Ant Farm, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yep.
But I'm down. Let's do it again. It's fine.
I've got a couple that I can come up with.
Because Tyler's going to kick our ass on this. You know this. Like, Tyler gets so much love for his music choice.
It'll be me just finding eight songs. It'll be Tyler, like, excelling on the eight songs.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. Yours is going to suck. We know that.
Whatever.
Did you just say
I did not finish it. I said I'm hungry. I essentially said I was hungry, but I said eat. So there you go.
I finally got you to just blurt it out.
Almost finished it.
As much as I've been messing with him on this show since it started, he finally was just like, eat me.
I did not finish it. I said eat. I went eat.
We all heard you say it.
Well, you just said it.
I actually didn't hear that because I'm going to have to go back on the
Well, Barry just said it anyway. So
Trey was asking questions.
And we wrecked you.
About what?
About a show last
night. Oh, okay. God, just stay out. Trey, he's working, Trey.
Go back to video games, Trey.
Yeah.
Covers. Let's do covers.
Okay. So covers it is. Cool.
Pre-2000.
Yeah, prior to 2000. That's the rule.
No, I know. But I'm saying if a band now covered a pre-2000 song, it's okay.
Because
I don't know any covers from 1990, 1980.
There you have it.
Yeah,
covers pre-2000. Your work is now cut out for you, sir.
Oh.
No, I don't like that.
Well, you wrecked yourself.
You don't get to.
Well, because you said pre-2000 if the original song came
out. So you're suggesting.
We didn't make stipulations about original song or not. We said the songs have to be pre-2000. Or it would be like last week, Wednesday. We're not doing that. It's way back Wednesday. It's pre-2000.
I'm just gonna default to Joel's decision on this.
For the first time, Judge Wapner stays quiet over here.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Are you going back to the drawing board? Or are we doing this?
Why not? Whatever.
We're doing it.
It's too late.
We're doing it.
How many songs do I need? I need
eight.
Four.
You need
eight.
Yeah. There's eight per segment or per hour.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to go first, you only need seven. Because we have our show opener is always Black Sheep, this or that. So you only have to come up with seven songs. But on a hard topic like this, we usually let Joel do it because, you know, he's not so smart.
Oh, is that right? Okie dokie, tough guy. All right.
Now, we'll let Tyler go first, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You actually did want to go first, didn't you?
No, I don't care.
You don't care?
Nope.
I think you're going to be fine. I really do.
I think I'm all right.
Dude, you were a DJ.
Right, you got it.
I
already got a couple in my mind. I'm all right.
Okay. Yeah. And see, I'm not even going to turn in my list until you guys do. I'm gonna let you guys, since you're new to this, Tyler, and I know Joel said he's already going to be struggling a little bit with it, I'm going to let you guys go first.
I love Google.
I'm going to be Googling a lot. So.
God, that's disappointing. I could name eight right now.
No, you couldn't.
I absolutely could.
No, you couldn't. Oh. Okay.
I mean, are you wanting me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Alien Ant Farm.
Post 2000 band.
Yeah, that the
is it
yeah,
came
the
out in yep. two, came out after 2000.
Correct.
Oh damn it!
See,
yep. You just got DQ.
Strike one.
Okay.
We only got one segment left.
Yeah, I know. Who's the one that did Bill Withers' version of "Lean on Me" for the movie? Was that Club Nouveau?
Yep.
Okay. One.
Not really, because it wasn't the
Sinead O'Connor.
Same song.
Sinead O'Connor. Nothing Compares to You. That's two. Who did
are we doing this?
No. Aretha Franklin covered Respect. So did the Rolling Stones. That's four. Oh, I'm on fire. I'm halfway there. Look at this.
Well,
you guys don't want none of this.
The first hour of the Blitz.
I don't
want to
bore
finish.
People.
I think that's already been achieved. I did want to finish before we got out of here with one of the other interesting stories of the day. A woman trashed what she thought was her cheating boyfriend's car in a drunken rage, only to discover it belonged to a total stranger.
Oh,
Christine Ann Potten tore off the rear windscreen wiper, the door trim, kicked off the driver's mirror at 1 a.m. in a wrecking spree of rage. It was halted when a resident was awakened by the noise, opened his window and shouted, that's not your boyfriend's car. Potten, 38, staggered back home but left a trail of blood spots after she cut herself in the attack on the vehicle, which was a silver Peugeot. Police were called. When she answered the door, she had a dripping bloody finger and told them, I'm a naughty girl, aren't I?
What?
Direct quote.
I'm a naughty girl, aren't
that
I?
Me from the Boondock Saints.
Yeah, I feel like
Ron Jeremy was in.
Did you say Ron Jeremy?
Whatever. Yeah, he was in that movie.
Yeah.
He said, oh, you're a dirty little girl.
But I feel like if you're going to, like, you already know.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a whole another level of crazy.
At least she got off. She didn't go too crazy. She was arrested in order to pay.
What are you talking about? She didn't go too crazy. She was going to destroy his car.
But from a billing perspective, she was arrested in order to pay $442 compensation to the vehicle's real owner, which was a female, Anita Meek.
She only did $400 worth of damage?
Yeah, so it was mirrors and wiper. Yeah, she's got to go. Like, if you're going to go all Carrie Underwood video on him, you got to take the bat and just go to work.
And just like one dent. You take that.
You sure that wasn't you checking the fact, like, that you really had a virus from Pornhub?
I don't. I'm clean. I Googled it.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right.
Peace.
Well, that'll about do it for us. Another great show in the books. Another one coming tomorrow with Cover Tunes pre-2000 as Tyler's pick for Way Back Wednesday. We certainly appreciate you joining us each and every Monday through Friday on The Usual Suspects, and we will do it all again tomorrow. But for now, it is for Barry, for Tyler. I'm Joel. The Blitz is next with Fred, AJ, and John. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5. So I go to my
listening to ESPN 97.5.